Hey everybody, it's Rick. I want to welcome you back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. As we get started today, I just want to say thanks for continuing down this journey with us, or with me, and we're going to jump right in. Today, I want to talk about the great physician. We all should know who that is. And as we look at the ministry of Jesus, much of that ministry was spent alleviating people's suffering. If you just read through the Gospels, they are full of healing accounts. And Mark, the Gospel of Mark, Mark opens the story of Jesus with the concept of Jesus as the great physician. And you can start to read them in the first chapter of Mark. But today, I'm going to spend some time in the second chapter. And so as we jump in chapter 2, Mark continues this portrayal of Jesus as a healer. And he does that by giving an account of when Jesus healed the paralyzed man. And so Jesus, he's in Capernaum, and he's teaching in this house, and all these crowds had gathered, and there were so many people that no one else could get inside. And there were four people who brought this paralyzed man to the house, and seeing that they couldn't get inside, they couldn't get through the crowd, there was these stairs up outside of the house, and they went up the stairs on the outside to the roof. And when they got to the roof, they disassembled a portion of the roof and lowered the man into Jesus' presence. Now, you know, Jesus, I'm sure, was surprised to see this patient being lowered in, but he healed him. And this incident gives us some insight into the techniques of Jesus dealing with this, with a paralyzed man. I don't know if you've watched The Chosen or if you've heard of The Chosen. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go watch it. If you've watched it, it's just amazing. But there is an episode in The Chosen that shows this happening, that shows the man being lowered and shows the crowd. And so I'm going to read Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, and then we're going to come back and unpack it a little bit. And so we'll start Mark chapter 2, verse 1. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was laying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I'll tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." So you see, Jesus greeted the paralyzed man with an interesting word. When he starts this, he says, son, your sins are forgiven. And on the surface, it may not seem very significant, but a closer look into this word, son, helps us to see how Jesus regarded this man as an important person. You see, in society, in Jesus' day, people looked at a handicapped or a sick or a diseased person. They looked at it as property. They felt that something caused them to be less than human. And consequently, the paralyzed man felt alienated from society. He lived in his own lonely world of physical and mental suffering. You know, often society assesses these people by who they are, like what family they were born into or what they have done. People are judged in worth by possessions they have or by their social accomplishments. And in various societies, every society has their nobodies. And then every society has their somebodies, right? And that's why I think for us, for me and Bikers for Christ and Rushing Wind Ministries, we go out, like we say we're here for the lost. We're here for the less than, the often marginalized of society, right? And in this day, this paralyzed man was the marginalized of society. And when Jesus spoke this word to this paralyzed man, it was a healing word. When he said son, it was irrespective of his place or his position in society. Jesus put this patient, right, as a person of importance. See, the word translated son here is the Greek word that describes a child in a family. Jesus regarded this poor, paralyzed man as a person. So regardless of who you are or where you were born, you're important to Christ. Whether you're wealthy, whether you're poor, whether you're important, it doesn't matter. Christ considers every person valuable. And that just shows that he is that great physician because, you know, the physician considers the patient to be important. We shouldn't take that for granted. The next thing would be the test of a good physician, right? That test is whether that physician can diagnose and treat the problems so that their patients can be better. And look, if you know anything about me and Linda personally, if you listen to this and you know who we are, you know that we go to a lot of doctors, right? That we've had our struggles with physicians' ability to diagnose and treat issues. And I would say some were good, and I'd say some were not. See, but Jesus, he was the greatest physician because he recognized a problem. He recognized a problem that no one else had diagnosed. You know, where other doctors said, hey, you're paralyzed. Jesus said, you are paralyzed, but your sins are also a problem. So he cured the patient both physically and spiritually. Right? And so if we look at it, the problem of sin, in Jesus' day, the prevailing theology was that people suffered because of their sin. Right? So in that time, people would look at this paralyzed man and diagnose his case with a theological passage, right? That person must be a great sinner. The paralytic himself would be deeply troubled over his own sin. And so Jesus dealt with the man's sin before he healed him. Before he healed him of his paralysis, he said, your sins are forgiven. See, today and throughout history, many people suffer from guilt and the consequences of sin, including me. But there's a solution, right? The solution to sin, you know, Jesus spoke these meaningful words to this man, right? He said, your sins are forgiven. And only Christ can speak those words and grant forgiveness. And to be forgiven means that to have your debt canceled, right? Sin is a debt, and Jesus canceled it. To have that penalty removed, right? Because the penalty for sin is death. So we have it removed, and to have that sin covered by the blood of Christ. Only Jesus has the solution to our deepest guilt, and that is divine, unmerited forgiveness, period. So to be a great physician, you got to cure the patient. And then, you know, just like every doctor, they're going to give out some orders, right? A doctor's capability is measured by helping patients to live better lives. after you've been treated, you know, if you broke your toe, doctor's going to say, here, let me fix that broken toe. Well, they really wouldn't do anything. They would just say, you know, be careful. But if you broke your arm, they would put a cast on it. But no one would want to go to a doctor for very long if you continued to be sick. Like if that doctor didn't put a cast on your arm and it was just broke and you couldn't use it and then it healed wrong, you certainly wouldn't keep going to that doctor. And so I think it's important that we recognize that, right? When Jesus, the great physician, when he confronted that paralyzed man, he gave him some orders. He gave him some orders that would change his life. He said, arise, take up your bed, and walk. Now, if that man would have never listened, if he would have never trusted, he wouldn't have walked. That paralyzed man, he lived a miserable life, right? His days consisted of begging for bread, and he had to actually get help from other people. If he wanted to get inside out of the rain, somebody had to help him. There was a considerable amount of frustration, misery, disappointment, and I'm sure countless other negative feelings that filled his life. You don't have to be paralyzed to live a miserable life. There's a ton of able-bodied people that live empty lives. There's a ton of able-bodied people that need a great physician. There's tons of people who need a new life. So think about, just really think about the new life Jesus gave this man. He told him to pick up his mat and walk. For years, that mat had carried him. Now, he was going to carry the mat. Life would now be completely different for him. It was now a new life. Jesus gives new life. You know, the Apostle Paul, who had received orders from the great physician, right? On the road to Damascus, he heard from Christ. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So here's what I want to conclude with. Christ is my great physician. He is my healer. He is my doctor. Let me recommend my physician to you. Right? Our whole lives, if you had a doctor that you loved, you recommend him to people. You've had somebody recommend their doctor to you. Oh, you should go to my doctor. He's great, or she's amazing. I'm recommending my doctor to you. I may not have been paralyzed physically, but he healed me when I was sick. He made me whole. Christ has given my life meaning. And I have given my life to him. He can cure you just the way he cured me. Listen, it's Rick. This is the Nomad Pastor Podcast. You know, this week I pray that you'll allow my physician to help you. My healer to cure you. To say your sins are forgiven. And instead of you being carried around on a mat, pick that mat up and walk. Carry it around. Look, if you want to chat, send me an email, hello@nomadpastor.org. I hope you have a blessed week. I hope you appreciate the messages. You know, I've said this before, I'm just doing what I feel like I'm called to do. And if you enjoy it, you know, subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and you know, give me a thumbs up and a good rating. I appreciate it. Have a nice day.